It was perhaps appropriate that it was on a very misty day when the full fleet lines could not be seen from end to end that the last scene in this naval drama was played out in these very waters. Now it is not for me to endeavour to give you a historian's tale of what happened, but I would like to turn back 50 years tonight to Abbeylady Bay and the wardroom of one of the most modern destroyers of that time, HMS Windsor. The night before we got down from the Pens at Port Edgar, anchored in Abbeylady Bay, and we proceeded with our whole flotilla at 2 o'clock in the morning. A very unpleasant time to hear special duty men to stations piped. But anyway, we did. A cold November morning. Now, in those days, a flotilla of destroyers didn't consist of 8 boats. It was made up of 24, and we had a cruiser as our leader, the Champion. And the 24 destroyers and a light cruiser was a flotilla, and our flotilla was a screening flotilla and was looked upon by Commander Mycroft, who I'm very happy to see here tonight. He was one of those superior beings who lived in a great ship, the Lion, and we screened the battlecruiser Force. Therefore, it was of particular interest to our flotilla to know that we were going to be the first to meet the ships that were to surrender, because in the Grand Fleet, battle orders not only were we to screen in ordinary cruising formation, the battlecruiser Force, we were their battle screen, and when contact was made between the main fleets, our job was to make torpedo attacks on the head of the High Seas Fleet, which seemed a pretty reckless exercise. So it was naturally a matter of considerable interest to have a chance of seeing them. I said to you just now that we were about 24 boats in the flotilla, all of the most, then the most modern destroyers, in the V's and W's, which, when they came out, were the finest destroyers that we ever built, and I think in many ways they still retain their pride of place. Although they got old, they still served, and those that survived did yeoman service. In the last war, and if I may interpose another personal note, and after all, this is merely personal recollections, I was very happy to see when one evening in May 1940, I happened to get into Dover Harbour to see the familiar silhouette of HMS Windsor doing her stuff very gallantly in the Dunkirk evacuation. Well, I said we had the V's and the W's in the flotillas, and I think we had more of these than any other of the Grand Fleet flotillas. The 4 big ones, the 11th, 12th, 14th, and 15th, which were screening flotillas of the battle squadrons. They were manned by the usual mixture of hostility only, ratings, and active service. But there were very, very few RNVR officers serving in fleet destroyers.